Hey, Terry, you're all set.
Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Terry Luongo, and I want to welcome all of you to our call this evening. I am so excited, and I got to tell you, I am so jazzed to have so many of you on the line tonight. I'm a national marketing director. I'm from Plano, Texas. I have been with Juice Plus and NSA now for going on 18 years. And I tell people all over when I do my health lecture that this product has changed my health. But, guys, I got to tell you that this business, this Juice Plus virtual franchise, it has changed my life. You know, because of Juice Plus and the virtual franchise, you know, I have been the ultimate stay-at-home mom. You know, even after going through a divorce, you know, this company, this virtual franchise has provided me with financial peace and financial freedom. And I love this product, but I love sharing what this business can do and what this business can bring to people all over the world. There's such a need for who we are and for what we represent. And tonight I am so excited that I get to host this call. I'm excited to bring you session two of what I call Masterclass. Masterclass on how to promote events. And, you know, tonight, again, we're going to be visiting with master promoter Carrie Daigle. And last week, you know, Carrie took us step by step by step. You know, he taught us on how to find the venue, you know, and prepare the room and how to prepare ourselves from everything to, you know, how we dress and how we introduce people to, you know, the temperature setting in the room. He even talked to us about, you know, the perfect kind of music that we need to be playing to make that event exciting and enthusiastic for everybody. So we learned so much about the venue last night. I mean, this for most of us was brand new information. And so I am just really, really excited because tonight Carrie Daigle is going to continue with phase two of Masterclass. And, you know, Carrie is, he's a master promoter. And that's why we are so blessed to have him in this classroom. You know, Carrie has built an international multi-million dollar nutritional and consulting business with Juice Plus and NSA. He does business all over the world, you know, the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia. You know, he's co-authored books with some of my favorite people like Jack Canfield and Ken Blanchard. And he has his own audio books entitled Network Your Way to Millions. And I have given that audio series to people and prospects to educate them about this amazing industry, you know, and who we are and what we are all about. And so tonight, Carrie is going to take us into phase two of Masterclass promoting events. You know, he's going to talk to us about, well, quite simply, how to get seats in the seats. You know, Carrie has the Midas touch. You know, he's the deal. He comes from passion and enthusiasm, and his real joy in life is, you know, with he and his wife, Mickey, is to help people, and he's helped thousands of people, teach them how to become successful in this industry, and has taught people and has trained people across the globe. So I am hoping that all the dings are behind us and that, Carrie, we are ready with pen and pencil to take on session two of Masterclass, How to Promote Events.
Well, I'm excited to be on, Carrie. Thank you so much for a great introduction. First of all, I want to let everyone know very best I can to deliver as much information as I can. Remember, I do a lot of promotional seminars on how to promote. I've been in the professional boxing and concert promotional business for 40 years. So I've been involved in promoting a lot of major celebrities in the boxing ring or also in the entertainment industry. And in doing that, you learn a lot of techniques. I've taken those techniques and I brought them into my NSA business and was able to develop a good multi-million dollar business. And what we want to offer you tonight is some of that information. I wish I could give it all to you. Our courses are about all-day course, and I'm doing 3 30, 40-minute segments this week. And I'm going to try to give you some of the meat that really does work, some of the things that you can utilize to help build your business. So we're going to do the very best we can. Remember, I've been doing this 40 years. I'm 59 years old, and I'm going on 35. So first of all, what I'd like to do is, Terry, are you still on?
Yes, I am, Carrie.
A little bit about last week. We had 774 people participate. I love hearing these dings, Terry. What about the call tonight, the excitement of people getting online? Why is everyone wanting to learn about how to promote? What is the reason that these people are so excited tonight?
Carrie, I think that thank you for asking me this question because, you know, I was taught a long time ago that, you know, the key to success in this business is sharing your story, your product story, and your business story and building for events. And for me personally, I think it's a skill set that I want to sharpen. And I think people are hungry, Carrie. People are hungry to learn how to sharpen this skill set. Building for events is a skill, and we can all learn new skills, correct? And so I think that's why people are hungry. People are hungry to learn, and people want to be successful. I think we just need to show them, give them the tools, and let them be successful.
Well, thank you so much for your thoughts. I'd like to hear that. David Beavers, are you on?
I'm here, Carrie, and I want to make a suggestion to our technical person if they don't know. I think they can hit *8 to knock out the chimes, but I hope that works because I want to clear that up before we go a step further. I know we can get around it and we can do fine. I'm here, Carrie. What's the question?
First of all, kind of the same question. Why is promoting so important?
Well, everything.
Has it made a difference in your business?
Well, it made a huge difference because the first 5-6 years in the juice NSA business, I was clueless about promotion. I knew that I could speak, I could teach, I could encourage people, but I had no concept about this. And of course, you were around when I came into that time in my life where I saw the centrality of learning how to promote, not just invite, not just host, not just coordinate events, but really learn how to invite people and promote people and the events. And the first 5 or 6 years I did okay in this business, but the next 6 years my business literally turned itself upside down and I had probably, you know, 200-400% growth because I learned what we're learning on these three calls last week, this week, and next week. So I'm just hoping everybody can get just a smidgen of what I've gleaned from learning this skill set several years ago, and I know we'll turn their business around. It's no question in my mind.
Well, thank you so much, David. Kathy, are you on?
I am.
Kathy Crockett, what excites you about learning how to promote your business versus just being an event coordinator? There's a big difference. What have you learned so far?
Well, I've learned there actually is a huge difference, and I know that our teams, we all have expectations of wanting to get people to events, but we've been told to get people to events, but maybe we've never actually been shown how to get them to events. And I am so excited that I'm going to be shown how to get someone in those seats. How many people does that really mean we need to talk to? How often do we really need to get this information out? It's just going to be a game changer, I think, for so many of us. We don't know how to do this, and you're going to show us how, and it's going to make all the difference in the world, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, thank you so much. Here's my thoughts, and here's a few things I'd like everyone to listen to, and this is a question you have to ask yourself on a regular basis. Where will you be 5 years from today? Each year, the NSA Virtual Franchise offers itself to all of us in an endless number of ways to be successful. Each moment comes to us with, I think, both hands filled with gifts and marvels and opportunities and dreams and fairy tales and miracles and adventures. But we seldom see or we seldom accept more than a tiny fraction of the exciting possibilities with the NSA Virtual Franchise. The truth is, most of us are so busy doing what we think we have to do that we never get around to doing what we really want to do. Now, this call tonight will celebrate the want-tos. It will celebrate the choose-tos. And it's going to also help I can't wait-tos in your business, in your NSA virtual franchise. Now, whether you're just finishing school or you're starting a new venture, you have another business, you're celebrating some type of milestone, you're envisioning your retirement, you are going to be the hero of your own story. This is your business. This is your one and only life. You're going to determine what's possible. You're going to make decisions by asking questions and taking steps. Today is going to be the day. Now, there's going to be those who are going to tell you that you can't make it because of where you live, because of how you look, because of the way you talk. We all have heard that. You know what? I almost listened to those people in 1970. It was close. Everyone said I needed credentials. Credentials are not the same as accomplishments. It's not about your blue blood. It's not about your pedigree or your college degree. It's what you do with your life that really counts. It doesn't interest me at all where or what or with whom you have studied when I'm talking to people. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when everything else falls away. Do what you love. You don't need an MBA to be successful in the NSA virtual franchise. You need a unique concept of learning what to do, and you need the guts, the determination, and the intestinal fortitude to want to move forward. That's a given. Now, what is it that creates a fast and growing and duplicable business? I mean, there's no other answers except one: guests. It's all about guests. Promoting events, you've heard this last week, is the life force in building a huge business and lifting the ceiling off of your income. The ceiling off of your income, without a question. Our industry, the virtual franchise and network marketing, and that's what we do. Listen, we are in direct sales, but we are in network marketing too. We are in direct sales. I want to repeat that, but we are in network marketing too. And network marketing is here now. It is the last bastion of free enterprise as far as I'm concerned. Look at the economy today. Over $14 trillion in debt as far as the deficit here in this country. People are suffering and losing jobs. They're losing benefits. But yet a company like ours is growing double digits every year with virtually no debt. They're cash rich. They're 40-something years old, and they're operating in 24 countries successfully. What are we doing that's different? Our industry is leading the way, and our management team and our product line, but it's a combination of all. But without the business of network marketing, without the industry, we would not build and develop a residual income. That's a given. It is arguably, in my opinion, the most important skill to master when you're looking to establish your business and therefore prospecting. And therefore, it's important you invest some time toward developing what I call your technique. See, network marketing is really a sales and marketing business. Direct sales, that's all it is. The problem with this is that there are very few people who have qualifications in sales and marketing. Very few. That's why it's important that you dedicate some of your training time towards learning some basic sales and social marketing principles, such as developing your prospecting technique. The first thing I do is get everyone to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and study it. What do I mean by studying the book? Reading it is one thing. Knowledge is not power. Whoever taught you that, it's complete. It's a fallacy. It's not power. I know you've heard it 1,000 times. Knowledge is power. No, it's not. Applied knowledge is power. Now, why do you study Rich Dad, Poor Dad? As I mentioned last week, the majority of people that join us in our business have an employee mindset. They've never learned how to be entrepreneurial. So you get Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you highlighted parts in the book that get your attention, you write down with an ink pen little side notes on every page, and when you finish reading the book with a highlighter and a pen, you go back over the book again, reading the highlighted parts and the pen, the stuff that you've written down with the pen, and start studying your ideas, your creative ideas that you had, your thoughts. And then read KO Entrepreneur, Knockout Entrepreneur by George Foreman. And are you going to think it's a boxing book? Let me tell you, it's a book about life and how to start from zero and go all the way up to the ladder to a huge amount of success. Today, we're going to teach you some essential marketing knowledge that will show you how to promote your business, even if you feel uncomfortable being in sales. Not only do we hope to make it easy for you, we also want you to have fun along the way. Now, why is this course an all-day workshop? Because, again, there's no way we can teach you all this in three short calls, but we're going to give you the basics. And here's what's important. Number one, network marketing sales training it's a sales business. So it's important that you understand basic sales principles. Read the books. Professional prospecting techniques. I'm going to go over that tonight. Learn how to take a professional prospecting approach to your business. And more importantly, how to get the basics right. And building an organization, learn the best way to present your business without trying to sell your business. How would you like to learn how to do that? And learn how you can get your prospects to want you to provide them with what I call an opportunity. How about preparing the follow-up? We know that's the most important part of the prospecting process. So you've got to put some thought and time, and that should be dedicated to ensure that you're well-prepared to do good follow-up. We're going to teach you how to do that. And closing the deal. Learn how to ask the right questions. You're both in control of the conversation and the way that people respond. It's the final step to securing a lot of success. That's really important. Now, pre-selling and pre-qualifying your prospects or recruiting, one of the most proven methods I find of establishing your business is to focus not so much on the selling of your products to your prospects, but instead to concentrate on the pre-selling of yourself and the pre-qualifying of your prospects so that you can identify how your products or your business model can sell themselves. In other words, are you selling the company? What do you know about our company? Are you selling the company? That's real important. If you're going to talk to me as an entrepreneur, are you letting me know how solid this company is? Events. Are you selling the next event? At your event, are you selling the next event? And most importantly, when you're doing an event, when an event is being promoted, are you selling Juice Plus? Are you selling the event itself? Or are you selling the speaker? Magical. It's about the speaker. It's all about the speaker. So professional prospecting really involves two steps. Remember, we're in the people business. We're not in the product business. Now, that's going to catch you a little bit. You're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Well, why is it some people can get 100 customers and some people have a problem getting 2 customers? Real simple. Not about the product. It's about the people. It's about you. You're either good or you're bad. And you've got to be bad enough times before you can be good. So if you haven't been bad enough, you're never going to be good. Mama Odego, my first mentor, she was illiterate. She couldn't speak English. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. But she was a wise lady. And she always told me in simple terminology, in French, that was a native tongue. She couldn't speak English. She said, you know, you're never going to be good, Kerry Daigle, until you're bad. You got to be bad a whole bunch of times. And then one day you're going to be good. But you got to be consistent at being bad. So first of all, you want to build a relationship with your prospects so you understand their needs, you understand their wants, while you're earning their trust and you're earning their respect. You pre-qualify your prospect to see if they have the qualities you're looking for to join your business or the desire to purchase Juice Plus. Michael Heck. Are you on the phone, Michael? I didn't hear him. He might be on mute. Michael Heck has redesigned his presentation that during this tour in Texas and some of the other areas that we're working in, some of the other states, you're going to see a presentation that's going to blow you away. It's not going to be the traditional presentation from corporate. It's going to be a presentation so that your guest, remember, it's about your guest. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the guests that are in the audience. So our presentations are designed for the guests. They're not designed for distributors. Designed for you as a distributor, build your business by having guests there. Michael Heck has a presentation on the corporate office and NSA that's going to blow you away. Now, the advantage, without a question of this approach, is that you hold all the cards. You have complete control over whether your prospects are worthy of hearing the business you have to offer. Now, essentially, if your prospects don't meet your criteria, then you don't have to try and proceed with the sale. Now, one of the best pieces of advice we can offer anybody who's starting out with a virtual franchise is to take a professional prospecting approach. And here's a good distinction to remember. Professionals sort. They ask questions. They're the pros. Amateurs talk and try to convince. Big difference. So we're going to take the professional approach. See, amateurs in our business treat every lead as a customer and try to convince them why they should become a business owner, and a result they become rejected more times than not. Now, the professionals sort their prospects out, and they only target those who have the qualities they're looking for, and as a result have a much greater success rate. Pre-qualifying your prospects is going to be a very important step of what I call professional prospecting, and it should never be overlooked. What does that mean in simple terminology? Recruit up. Recruit people as good as you or better. In my case, that was pretty easy. So I could just go out there. I'm a high school grad. I'm dead broke. I'm living on state assistance. Everyone that I knew was doing better than me. So naturally, for me, it was pretty simple. I just talked to anything that moved when I first started my business. Then I learned, because I wanted to be bad first so I could be good. Okay, does that make sense? And then I want to go out and get better so now I can find what I call better people. Better people. Now, in this business, you're going to find a lot of the gonna doers versus the doers. How many of you have actually found someone in the business, you've brought them in, and the first thing they tell you is what they're going to do? They're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. And guess what? They don't do a thing. But boy, the listeners, the ones that take notes, the ones that write things down, the real listeners, you find out later they're the real doers. So one of the most important concepts to remember when you're developing your prospecting technique is that the main reason people will join your company is to improve their quality of life. So it's to be successful, to make a sale, to develop a distributor, you have to offer something that is of value to others or have something that people want. Primarily, it's lifestyle, more than money, lifestyle in recruiting, and having the right attitude when you're starting to recruit. To start with, let's focus on some basic psychology. In particular, a quality in someone's personality that appeals to everyone. What is it? Happiness. Smiles. Smiling. What a smile can do, it just opens the door up. If there's a small crack, it opens it wider. Momo Dago used to tell me all the time, if you see someone without a smile, give them yours. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, with the compassionate, with the aged, and being sympathetic with the striving, the people that are struggling, and tolerant of the weak and the strong. Because someday in your life, you're going to be one of these people. The person who gives little with a smile gives more than the person who gives much with a frown. Who would you rather be around? You talk about recruiting and prospecting, work on your smile. It sounds so simple. And I know you're thinking tonight, wow, I got to listen to this call, and he's just telling me to smile. Well, you know what? Maybe you're not smiling enough, because smiles are contagious, and it's okay to infect as many people as you can. It's something you can't give away. You can't give it away because it always comes back to you. So the first lesson is about your attitude, having that right attitude. See, everyone wants to enjoy life, and people are quick to pick up that positive energy. If you present yourself as a positive person that's happy and appears to be enjoying life, people will admire your qualities, and they're willing to do whatever they need to do in order to have what you have, that happiness. Now, prospects will always buy into your persona first, and therefore professional prospecting is going to require you to get the basics right and have the right attitude. Let's kind of look at an example. If you just listen to somebody's sob story, I call it excuse story. I hate excuses. I hate them. I hate listening to them. We all have challenges and problems, but it's how you attack those problems, how you go over that bridge, how you go over that wall, how you get over that problem. If you just listen to somebody's excuse story for the last 30 minutes and then they try to sell you something about this great business opportunity, the virtual franchise, I mean, what do you think their initial thoughts are going to be? You know, probably along the lines of, it's so fantastic, how come they're so miserable? Why are they frowning? It doesn't matter how good the opportunity is. Most prospects will have already made up their mind before they even get a chance to review it because of who you are. That's the difference. Why some have 100 customers and some have 2. It's about lifestyles, it's about attitudes. The good news is that the opposite is also true. If you present yourself to be happy and enjoying life, your prospects will be more open to review what you have to offer. Essentially, the point we're trying to make tonight is that presenting yourself with the right attitude, a positive attitude, and the right approach can improve your rate of prospecting success and can help you pre-sell your prospect. Real important. Now, listen, tonight, I'm not a politician. I'm not trying to get votes. I don't need votes. I'm not running for office. I'm not trying to be the most popular guy that I can be in NSA. That's unimportant to me. I don't need votes. I don't need the love. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be who I am, and either you accept me or you don't. And that's the attitude you need to have. Now, if you're a frowning, miserable person, then you're probably not going to have many people that accept you. That's the way it is. But I will give you cold, hard facts tonight for you to build your business. Because in building your business and prospecting, you have to build a relationship first. The successful people in our business, 39 clubbers, 100 clubbers, 500 clubbers, and so forth, refer to our business as, how many times have you heard this, relationship marketing? Because it's one of the key principles to prospecting is the relationships you're going to build with your prospects. You see, if your prospects know you, they like and trust you, they're going to be more willing to listen to what you have to share. Now, if you're willing to ask a prospect to join your business, you first have to establish a relationship where the prospect is going to feel comfortable working with you. Taking the time to build a relationship with your prospect can definitely help you to convert them into customers or business owners. An easy guideline to remember when you're talking to your prospects is that you should always aim to create friends first. Now, why is this important? I'll give you another analogy. You ask a young lady out for a date, a guy. Ask a young lady out for a date. First day, maybe you might bring a flower. That's kind. You go out, you eat. That's nice. Maybe, I don't know. Whatever you do on your date, go to a movie or have a drink or go out and eat, whatever you do, I don't know. But when it's over, you immediately ask that person you met and you had the first date with to marry you. I will tell you, you got a hard chance of that happening. But you know, we do it in this business every day. We don't date anyone. We don't send the flowers and the cards and be friends and develop relationships. We ask people to marry us on the first day, the minute we look at them and talk to them about this business. And we wonder why we get rejected. That's pretty simple. See, only when you can understand your problem in recruiting can you offer a solution. When you speak into a fresh prospect or lead, remember your initial goal will always be to build that relationship first. And the best way to do that is to ask questions, and guess what? Momo Daigle taught me this. No education. Listen. And you know what she told me? Most people don't even know this. You have two ears and one mouth. Isn't that interesting? I know a lot of people that I meet, you'd swear they had three mouths and one ear. Think about it. They're just not listening. Take an interest in your prospect's lives. And that's not only going to assist you in establishing your relationship with them, it's going to help you identify their hot buttons. And it eventually is going to create an opening for you to present your business to them. Find out who they are, where they're from. Where is the family from? Their parents, their sisters, their brothers. What other work do they do besides the work that they're doing now? Why are they doing that kind of work? I mean, don't be an interviewer like you're an investigator. Do it in a friendly way. Be nice. Have them be the center of your attention. And here's the first thing. I see this all the time. Terry, are you on?
Yes, I am, Carrie.
How many times have you walked into a meeting and, you know, today we all have these smartphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're having a little coffee, you're having lunch or whatever, and everybody pulls out their smartphone and they put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
How often do you see that?
I see that every day.
Every day?
Every day I see that.
You know, when I'm sitting with someone, mm-hmm. I want to give them all, a new person especially, all the precious time I can give them. I turn that phone off. I put it on vibrate, I hide it, and I sit down and my attention goes to them. That's so crucial. Today, technology is good, but technology can also harm you. So I see that on a regular basis. So the first thing is, what is your interest level really in that prospect? I actually see people stop in a one-hour meeting. They'll stop and pick up the phone during the meeting and speak to someone. Hold on, I got a call. Wow. And they wonder why they're not doing real well. Now, even if you're meeting with people that you've known for years, or you're talking to people on the phone, right, smile. I tell people all the time, when you're on the phone talking to people, when you first start this business, have a stand-up mirror right next to the phone. Now you start thinking, oh, wow, I'm not going to do that. But you know what? Take a look at that person, and would you like to be speaking to that person at that time? Because if you look like you're frowning and your eyebrows are down and you don't look the part and that smile's not there, they're going to sense it over the line. David, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, buddy.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. I was just thinking, I'm sitting here looking, staring at my computer, and I started smiling, reminding myself, even while I'm listening, I need to be smiling. Great.
You think that mirror would make a difference for that new person that's really starting the prospect? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how we get started. What do we look for? Well, number one, we're going to define events tonight. What's an event? Okay? Events are what we're doing. We're traveling all over the state of Texas. David Beavers, myself, Mickey, Terry Luongo, Michael Heck, and Kathy Crockett. Together, we decided as a team we're going to be a lot stronger. Now, do I benefit? Do I earn an income off of any one of these people? No, I don't. But you know what? Together, we're going to be so much more powerful. And eventually, over the long term, we're all going to benefit. Not only financially, but emotionally. Every one of us. Because we're dealing with people that are excited. We've got a group here that's incredible, that's excited. We're going in, and our goal is to break every record in the book. So if you're thinking about events, who do you sell? You sell these home-based business experts that have developed businesses that have put them in retirement if they chose to be in retirement, every one of them, and yet you have a corporate executive that's traveling with them that representing a $40 billion company. That's what you sell, and you got to come listen to them. Man, how can you not fill up a room with that information? So two by ones, they're in. That's events. Conference calls tonight, that's an event. Three-way calls, I want to really talk about three-ways because three-ways will change your business if you know how to do them and do them correctly. And, how, you know, we talk about that all the time. Let's talk about three-ways real quick. How many times have you heard tell, show, try, do? Kathy, have you heard that before?
I have from you, actually, recently.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that what the challenge is there as a leader. It's, I believe it's tell, try, teach, do. But here's what we do as leaders. We go out and we tell everyone to do three ways. Kathy, you need to do three ways. And Kathy's a sales coordinator. This is just hypothetically. She's really a 39 Club member on her way to 100 Club. But hypothetically, let's say she's a sales coordinator. So we said, now, Kathy, you need to do three ways. Well, she's not ignorant. She knows what a three-way is. You press the flash button. You call somebody up. But you know what? We just told her, but we never did the try, teach, and do. We as leaders are missing the boat. And what's a leader? NMD? No way. You could be a sales coordinator and be a better leader than many NMDs. It's you, the person. You, the individual, and what you're willing to give back and what you're willing to learn and what you're willing to teach and what you're willing to duplicate. Tell, try, teach, do. So what do? You're taught early in this business to tell people to do three ways. No, your job as a leader is to call someone up and say, I want to do three ways with you. I'm looking at your PVC report. There's a person here I want to call. Hang on. This is Gloria. We're calling her up right now. Bam, make the call. Make the call. This is your distributor in their group. Make the call. Teach them. Try it. Tell them. Try it. Teach them by doing the call, and later you're going to see that they're going to do it. So every day I can take someone, I guarantee you, I've done it already. The first medical doctor to make national marketing director in the world was in our group. The second one was in our group, and all they had was about 30 minutes a day. What do we do? How do we do it? How did it happen? Three ways. Because you can do two very good 15-minute three ways or three 10-minute three ways in 30 minutes. If you did three a day, 30 minutes a day, everybody has 30 minutes. We all have 24 hours on the clock. If you did three a day and you did that 6 days a week, help me with that math. I'm going to take a look at David. He has a lightning fast mind. I know he does. Six times three is what, David?
18.
18. Let's round that off to 20. Make the numbers work. Three and a half or whatever a day. 20 a week. 30 minutes to do it. And you did that 4 weeks out of the month, every week. Help me, David. Four times 20 is what?
You got 80. 80 three-way calls.
80 three-way calls. David, help me over a year's time, 12 months. 12 times 80.
960, I think.
Almost 1,000 phone calls in 1 year.
Three-way calls. Yeah.
And someone's helping you. And you only gave it 30 minutes a day. Now, what happens, David, out of that 1,000 phone calls, that 10 of your people, 10 of your people, David, catch on to it? Help me with that. 10 times 1,000 is what?
Now you have 100 qualified experts doing three-way calls.
So if only 10 people started doing the same thing, and you did 1,000 that year, and 10 each did 1,000. Help me with the numbers. 10 times 1,000 is what?
10,000 three-way calls.
What if it duplicates even more than that? 30 minutes a day. Can you see what can happen to your business, why three ways are so powerful? Now, what do you use three ways for? Well, let's talk about that. You know, you use three ways for what? Maybe you could help me. Kathy, what would you use a three-way for?
Introduce someone to the business.
Introduce someone to the business. Outstanding. Would that be a new guest?
Hopefully so. It would be a guest, yes.
It would be a guest, and you would introduce them to who?
My upline, Terry Luongo, or David Beavers, the speaker.
Would you use a sideline?
I could, depending on if they have a special interest that might be similar, like a doctor to a doctor, but most likely I would use my upline.
But you could use a sideline.
Oh, yeah.
What else? You could use a downline. You could use anyone that has a story. That what you said is so important, Kathy, that may have a story that would interest that person. That prospect. Outstanding. Terry.
Yes, sir.
Three ways. Who can you three way?
Oh, well, I can three way existing preferred customers and share what their sponsor or the person that put them on the product cares about them. And we're just checking to see how they, if they might be interested in learning more about what we do and share what it is that we like, love, or admire about them.
How powerful is that? A thank you, or I call it a courtesy call.
Uh-huh.
A courtesy call to someone that's already taken the product, who understand it's good, and even if you three-way them, you want to call them and thank them for being a special customer. And in my case, if I brought Terry Luongo on, I'd say, I'd like you to meet. I have someone online with me that holds an executive position with the company, which is National Marketing Director. You don't have to say NMD because they don't know what an NMD is. Just an executive spot because they get executive benefits. They hold an executive spot. They've been with the company 18 years. Terry's been with the company 18 years. And you've been a valued customer. I want you to meet my business partner, and one of the executives who holds the top spot with our company, Ms. Terry Luongo. And then you learn how to do what at that time? You learn how to shut up. How hard is that? And then here comes your expert, Terry Luongo, to thank them for their business. When was the last time you think they ever got a thank you call for their business? Probably never. But tonight, today, we're going to do it. So important. And then at the end, we may third party them. Ms. Prospect, we know that you're great. You love the product. You've been on it, been on Juice Plus for a year and a half. We appreciate you. You're a valued customer. And because you're a valued customer, if you know of anyone, just one person that would be interested in joining our business because it's really taken off rapidly, it's doing phenomenal, and we need some help. You could think of that one person. Would you mind calling us? Thank you so much. And you ended, we love you. We love you, and we love your business. And you get off the phone. Don't sell. Build that relationship. Very good, Terry. Awesome. David, who would you call?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that because I just think other people can say things to my prospects that I can't say. I'm usually kind of close to those people, friends or family, but if I can, you know, a young mom that I just meet and she's showed some interest, I want to get her on the phone right away with another young, successful mom in our business who may have just finished a 10-1-10, who may just made sales coordinator. She's going to be alive with passion and enthusiasm and so willing to talk to somebody. So, I prepared that person to talk to her, but I just – people would rather hear other people's stories. That's what I want to do, is get them with other people. And that's the way I would recruit.
That's incredible. I appreciate that. That's so powerful. Now, here's some magic. Here's some magic for you. I love magic. And here's some magic for you. So you call, and they don't know you're calling, and they don't answer the phone, and there's an answering service. There's a voice message. Do you hang up? Some people do. What do other people do? They say, hey, this is David, just trying to reach you. Bye. That really is pitiful. But you know what you do? Both of you leave a message on the phone as if you're speaking to them personally. Two voices together on the message. Because two people are more powerful than one. Two voices are more powerful than one. Very powerful. Now, here's how you get guests to your events. You invite people utilizing three ways. Never try to invite on your own. It's the magic formula. It's the magic formula. Two people inviting one person. You, not by yourself, with a partner. You share prospects that you call. You call one, the other person calls another. Watch your numbers go through the roof. You want to know why our events draw 50% or more people is because we're going to three-way people to come to the event. Now, some of us, our own enthusiasm will get them there, but let me tell you, build your business with three ways. Build your business with three ways. Invitations on three ways are so powerful. Messages on voice machines with three ways are so powerful. Unbelievable. You think a text is going to do it? Come on. That's boring. That's like, I don't want to talk to anybody today. I'm too scared. Or an email. That's the lazy way.
Hey, Carrie, let me ask you this real quick. In other words, you and I get on the phone, and you got Joe Smith and Lafayette or Frank and Sally and Baton Rouge, and we call them together, and we invite them. And then we turn around, and I call Frank Jones and Mary Johnson in Nashville with you. You call them with me. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Take turns. Yeah.
Exactly. The power of three ways. The most powerful tool you have tonight is what you have in your hand, the telephone.
Right.
And what we've done, David, I'm glad you brought that up. What we've done, we've relied on email. We've relied on text. And you got to use text to remind people. Remember, text is a reminder, and it's quick and it's fast. It's quicker than email. So it's a new form of technology to reach people quickly. But it's a reminder. It has no energy in it. Energy is you on the phone. Why is it that nearly every human being on the planet Earth has a cell phone? Because they want to talk to people, not just text. They actually call people and talk to them. That's why that technology is number one. Now, we have webinars, and they're great. We have conference calls, and they're great. But nothing's more powerful than just talking to people on a three-way, especially utilizing something as simple as a telephone. Conference calls I like more because tonight we could have 700, 600, 1,000 people, I don't know. But on a webinar, I'm not going to have that because I can't, if I'm driving down the road, I can't get on a webinar. But I can get on a conference call, so it's more duplicable. The magic of learning what's duplicable. But three ways is so important. Voicecom promotions, start the distribution list, real important. How do you get people to an event? Guest invitations. You see, to be a promoter is a lot different than just being an event coordinator or being a distributor is told bring a guest. Bring a guest, heck, bring a load of them. Build your business fast. Why not fast? Fast is better than slow. Why not? Let's do it. Promotional calls. Do promotional calls for every event. Listen, we're going to San Angelo. We're going to Lubbock. We're going to Dallas. We're going to Houston. We're going to San Antonio. We're going to Austin. We're going to Laredo. And I might have missed some other spots somewhere, but we're going to have conference calls promoting each one of these events and exactly what we're going to do and why. And we want you to get guests on to hear those conference calls because guess what? That's our commercial. This is our commercial. We're going to advertise for you. When I'm doing a boxing show, when I want to put 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000 people in an arena, I have to advertise. Our advertising here are conference calls. How many are you doing? You don't have time to do them, but you have time to shuffle paper at your desk? Do a 15-minute conference call. Promotional conference calls are so important. Voicecom to communicate with people. You can take your telephone, if you have a smartphone, and you can put a memo, you can get an application where you can actually record a message and send it via text so that people can hear it. You can send it via email so people can hear it. Wow, it's your voice that's going to attract people. What else do I do that's different? What I like to do, I'm not saying you need to do this, I'm just giving you some tips on what makes this business build faster, how you get more guests there. I like to pre-sell tickets to an event. I like people to pay up front for tickets, maybe $10, and they get one ticket is a distributor ticket, and they get 10 guest tickets to go with it for X amount of dollars. I mail it to them. Oh, that's a lot more work. But you know what? I get a lot more guests. You got to work. It's a work business. It's not going to come to you. It's not going to walk in. It's not just going to happen because you're a distributor. You've got to learn how to promote. You've got to be wise. You've got to treat this like a million-dollar business. Develop postcards for yourself on Vistaprint.com. Your personal postcards. Thank you, personal postcards. Postcards about the business. Whatever you want to say on it. A motivational quote, but a thank you card that you send people. You should be mailing out 3 postcards every morning before you leave to go to work. To anybody. Handwritten. But develop your own personal postcards. Develop postcards about the event that's coming up. Instead of a flyer, why not have an oversized postcard that you can mail to people? And you can also take postcards and leave them in coffee shops, even better than flyers, much more professional, much nicer. People can pick them up, looks nicer. You're spending a little money, I grant you. But what is it worth to you? I see people that open up businesses for $100,000, $50,000, $200,000, $1 million, and they strive to try to break even, and some actually go out of business. A third break even, a third go out of business, and a third make it. That's the numbers, folks. In our business, you have to reinvest just a few small dollars, but those few small dollars can make you a fortune in 5 years. You have to have a 5-year plan. 5 years if you learn how to promote and advertise your business correctly. Invitation letters. Are you designing a letter that you can mail a hard copy letter to someone that you took the time out to individualize them and send them a personal letter versus a massive email or a Facebook promotion that goes out to everyone but has no value because you didn't invite them personally? You do what you want. You can put on Facebook the event for your distributors, but I'm talking about guests, and you're just waiting for somebody to call you. No, you've got to be more aggressive than that. You've got to do things where you can reach people individually and let them know they're important to you. The 3 ways are a way to go. Postcards work real well. Pre-selling tickets work real well. Promotional conference calls work real well. Why do you use email? That's like a media release. It's a story. It's a media release to go out to the print media. In my business, I do a media release that goes to the newspapers. That's the print media. And it goes to the electronic media. The media people in our business are the distributors. So email goes out to distributors. Email goes out to primarily distributors. And you think about it, they're your media. They're out there to spread the word, but you're not really contacting guests. Your distributors are delivering the word too, and they deliver it to what other distributors? Who delivered to what? Other distributors. And man, you're so excited. You go, you've got a virtual franchise presentation. You got 5 people in the room. You're so excited. The music is playing. Everything's going on. You're excited. You're shaking hands. You're hugging. Then you ask the magic question. How many of you are guests? And 12 hands go up. Guess what? You fail. But you go in another location. And there's only 150 people. That's 80 hands go up. Hello? Who's going to have the most success? David?
I tell you, this is revolutionary. And I think, Kerry, just keep preaching this because we've come from a place in our business over the last 20 years where we're very product-centered. We're very build-into-people type thing. But this idea of not just getting another distributor there, not just getting the group there, but really using the event to get people there who've never seen, never heard, to hear about our business. That is a new paradigm, and that's what I want everyone to get from you on these calls. That's what's got to happen, and it's really where it's going to take our business to another level in the next 6 months.
On quite a while, and I appreciate that, David. I appreciate all of your assistance tonight, all of you that came on. And I want to be able to deliver this last message to you. I wish this is a 6-7 hour course. I'm trying to do the best I can. I know we're on quite a bit of time tonight, but I want to give you some meat so that you can build a business that's worth a fortune, because it can be worth a fortune for your family. And yet better than that, you can build a business that gives you a better lifestyle. We have lifestyles. It's not about the money. It's about our lifestyle. We love what we do because we have the freedom to be with our family and to do the things we want. You can't wait for other people to decide that you're ready to do something. If you want to get anywhere in this life, you just have to step out there and do it. You have to tell yourself, maybe I'm not the best, but I'm going to succeed. If you can make the decision to stick with whatever you're doing, you can do anything you want. 5 years in this business focusing on promotions. I know that probably that sounds too simple to be true. There's always someone trying to get to the same goal you're trying to get, only they decide to stop halfway down the road. They join the business with you at the same time, but they quit. They say, who was I kidding? I don't want it. And when they walk away, they leave that road paved for you. All you've got to do is just keep moving ahead. You see, determination counts for everything. People who give up have a voice in their head that tells them, that's enough. You can't do it. Maybe next time. There's always a reason to say forget it. Accomplishing what you want usually takes a lot of hard work. There's a young guy, the young girl who wants to be a basketball player. Every afternoon, while their friends are out laughing and cutting up and doing the things maybe that have no value, these people are standing at a free throw line, they're shooting baskets over and over and over again. And there's a computer whiz who wants to design some software, something new, and they spend hours at the computer clicking away, kind of like the guy that wanted to invent the light bulb, trying to figure it out. It doesn't matter who you are, what stage of life you're in, if you're ever submit to that voice that says, this is too hard, you're not going anywhere. And quitting is contagious. If you stop something, you're going to stop somebody else from doing something. You quit this, you're going to quit that. You run out of this, you're going to run out of that. You run out of something, you can run out of something else. Don't have that conversation with yourself where you say, he or she's got more talent than I do. Or she's faster than I am. A success depends on what's in your mind. I'm going to tell you, in the boxing business, where I come from, a champion in the boxing business means more than physicality. Or just waking up one morning and discovering you got muscles, or maybe two. It happens from the tip of your toes all the way to the top of your head. The crown of your head down to the tip of your toes. It's success. It's about your spirit, your will to win. You got to believe in yourself. And it doesn't matter what people say about you. Forget that. It matters what you say about yourself. I figured this out. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. I grew up on a welfare check. I grew up without an automobile in the house. Shotgun, home, no air conditioning. No one with an education in my home, no one that could speak English. And I listened to people every day telling me how hard it was going to be for me. I didn't believe that story. I knew I could be a boxing promoter and ended up having contracts with every major network that you can name. And you turn on that television, you see it. I'm not saying that to be braggadocious in any way. I'm very humble about what's happened. You just got to go out there, and you know what? In NSA, it's no different. You got to just prove yourself. Don't let people talk you down. You let them all say he or she can't do it. And then you just let their voices fade away. I'm turning it back over to you, Terry. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Carrie Daigle. I'm reeling here with all of these great nuggets, and I just know that this Texas tour will break all the records simply because of the energy. Together as a team, we are dynamic. We are going to take your lead, Carrie. Thank you so much. Thank you tonight for showing us that we are in the people business and how to make that work for every single one of us on the call tonight. Thank you, guys. Thanks for participating. Next Monday night, session number 3 on promoting events. You're not going to want to miss this. Thanks for being a part of this tonight. Thank you, David, Kathy, Michael, Jen, and especially keep punching Carrie Daigle. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
San Antonio.
Good night. Thank you all.
Great call. Great comment.
Thank you. Awesome call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.